A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zavachim Daf Beis, Zavachim 2a, pagination is 3. We have the privilege of starting the new Seder, which is Kodshim, of which Zavachim is the first Masechta. The Seder of Kodshim deals primarily with Karbanos, and the first two Masechtas, for example, are Zevachim. A Zevach is a Karban. The next one is going to be Menachos, which is about the flour oil type offerings. And also included in the Masechta of Kodshim is Chulin, which means when we're shechting an animal for non-Beis HaMikdash purposes, just because we want to have kosher meat. Included in Chulin, when we'll get to it, we will see, are many of the laws of Kashrus, including a special perek dedicated to the laws of Basa B'Chalav, milk and meat. Let's begin the Masechta. Kol HaZevachim, any karban, shenizbuchu shelo lishman, that is shecht without its proper purpose in mind at the time of the Shechita, kisherim, it's still kosher, elo shelo olu lebailim l'shem chova, but it will not help the owner discharge his obligation. A person can be obligated to bring a karban either because he dedicated himself, he made a neder, he made a vow that he wants to do that, or l'chovaso, that an obligation has been thrust upon him, some sort of obligation. He experienced a salvation, so he has to bring a korban todah, etc. So you would continue bringing the korban for the right purpose, even though a mistake was made during the shechita. The Rambam says that this mistake that was done is not a mistake b'shogeg, it's a mistake b'mezid. Whoever it is purposely had intent the wrong karban. Nevertheless, it retains its qualities that you're going to continue bringing it. It's going to be accepted as a karban, but it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner, and he's going to have to bring a new one. Chutz min haPesach veHaChatos, except for the karban Pesach and a karban Chatos, haPesach bizmano, when we say the karban Pesach, we mean in its proper time, on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos HaYom until Shkia, during the time of the Karban Pesach, if it was with the wrong intent, then it would simply be pasul, invalid. And the Chatos, anytime during the year, HaChatos B'chol Zman, is automatically going to be invalid if it started off incorrectly at the time of the Shechita. The Rambam in Perek Tesvav of Psulei HaMikdashim, Halacha Gimel, cites the psukim, v'shachat oso l'chatos, a chatos has to be shecht for the purpose of a chatos, otherwise it doesn't work. And likewise, by the Karban Pesach, there's a pasuk, v'asisa pesach l'ashem alokecha, that the entire Karban Pesach has to be brought for the Karban Pesach. But otherwise, as our Mishnah is presenting, other karbanos, it won't work to discharge the obligation, but even if you intentionally shecht it for the wrong reason, it still should be brought, as far as moving forward, according to the protocol of the karban for which it was designated, as which it was designated. Let's take a look at the Gemara, dropping down to the bottom of the page, counting up from the bottom. It's 8 lines, I believe. Avo b'kedusha sayu kaimi. But even though it was intentionally done for the wrong purpose, it retains its kedusha provided it's not the Karban Pesach in its proper time. Otherwise, it's a Karban Shlamim automatically. But in its proper time, it would be pasul, and a Karban Chatas any time of the year. But other Karbanos, b'kedushu sayu kaimi, they retain their kedusha. V'asa l'shnuye buhu, and you're not allowed to continue doing it for the wrong reason. It's not like you suddenly entered a different track that a Karban Ola, that you start doing it as a Shlamim, becomes a Shlamim. No, it retains its Karban Ola status, and you have to continue doing it, the sprinkling of the blood, for example, according to the Karban that it was supposed to have been. Uchidu Rava, as Rava taught, the Amar Rava, Ola Sheshachta Shalol Lashma, also Lizrok Dama Shalol Lashma. An Ola that was shecht for the wrong reason, with the wrong intent, so you're not allowed to sprinkle its blood according to the new intent. It retains the original sanctification. Just by way of comparison, you'll remember the halacha regarding a person on a fast day. If he accidentally or purposely eats against the law, it's a tainus, it's a fast day. He goes ahead and eats. So now he has a question, what should I do for the rest of the day? The answer is, you should be fasting. Who asked you to eat? And because you ate, it doesn't suddenly make it not a fast day. You're still obligated to fast. It's a fast day. The exception, of course, in the case of fast day would be if the person's sick. So if he's eating because he's sick, it could be that fast day doesn't apply to him at all. But if a person improperly ate, so then it's still a fast day. And that's a mashal, a comparison to what's happening over here. It's still the karban that it was before. Ibo yisema svara v'ibo yisema kra. I could tell you a logic to support this rule. I could tell you a verse to support this rule. Iba yisema svara, if you want a logic, mishum dishani ba kolhani lishni bevelezel, because you made one mistake in it, or improper behavior, so now you should do more improper behaviors. We have an expression also in the Talmud, misha ochal shum, if a person ate garlic and now has bad breath, so what should he do? Eat more garlic. You don't repeat the problem in order to make it better. You get back on track. And that's the idea over here with the karban, iba yaseh makra. Or if you want, I could actually cite a verse to support this ruling. Motza sefasecha tishmor v'asisa, that which comes out of your mouth as a vow, you shall observe. Kasher nadarto l'Hashem Elokecha nedava, as you vowed, it's going to be a voluntary. Hai nedava, why are you calling it voluntary? Nederhu, it started off as a vow. Rashi explains at the end of the first line in Amud Beis, neder de omar hare alai, a vow, as we translate it, is when he said, it is upon me an obligation. Unedava hare zu, a voluntary, as we translate it, is when he says, this animal shall be, but if something happens to the animal, there's no obligation on him. So the pasuk, creatively, is using those two words to explain what's happening over here. He made a vow upon himself, but the animal was processed not for the right reason. So it shall continue to be brought according to the right reason, but it will not discharge his obligation. It'll be like a nedava. It'll be like the animal itself was obligated, but it has nothing to do with him. And he will still have the neder, the hare alai, upon him. Im kamashan adarta asisa yehi neder. If you processed it the way you vowed, it'll be like a neder, and it'll discharge your obligation. V'im lo nedava yehe, and if not, it shall be like the voluntary. Unedava mishari lishnu yeba, and if it is the voluntary, so then you're not allowed to change. and whatever was changed, you did wrong. But you should continue processing according to the proper protocol of the way it was designated. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.